Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On the show today, we hear music from some of the performers at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. We also talk about efforts to remember the many Americans killed in the nation's Civil War in the 1860s. And we tell about efforts against some of the Civil War memorials that already exist. The Civil War was the bloodiest war in the history of the United States. From 1861 to 1865, at least 620,000 soldiers died in the fighting. It began after several southern states broke away from the North, mainly over the issue of slavery. The southern states declared independence and set up the Confederate States of America, also known as the Confederacy. Now, 150 years later, a living memorial is being created to honor the war dead. Jim Tedder has more on the project.
The nonprofit group Journey Through Hallowed Ground is leading the effort. It plans to plant a tree or recognize an existing tree for each soldier killed in the war. The memorial will come to life along an almost 300-kilometer road that passes through four states. It will start in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where the most famous Civil War battle took place. It will end at the Charlottesville, Virginia home of Thomas Jefferson, America's third president. Beth Erickson is with Journey Through Hallowed Ground.
As you see these trees, one after another, it will truly make an impact.
The first trees were planted in November on the grounds of a large old Virginia home and farm called Oatlands. An historic trust now owns the former plantation. Andrea McGimsey is the executive director of Oatlands. She says the former plantation was a good place to start.
Oatlands had some very old trees. They were here during the Civil War time. Many of them are actually going to be adopted as part of this project.
She adds that Oatlands is a part of Civil War history.
Oatlands had 128 slaves in 1860, right before the Civil War started. And also the family that lived here had two sons that joined the Confederate Army.
Richard Williams is a member of the last family to live at Oatlands. His family still owns property next to the home, and they are involved in planting the trees.
We're hoping that as private landowners, we can also show it's a great success and encourage some other private landowners.
Private donations are expected to pay for the $65 million tree planting project. The cost of an individual tree donation is $100. The trees will be especially interesting for smartphone users. Special markings on the trees can connect users with the stories of individual Civil War soldiers. Beth Erickson explains.
These trees will be able to have a number associated with a person. They can use GPS technology to find out who these people were.
Eleanor Adams has donated a tree in honor of her ancestor, Joseph McGowan. He was from Alabama and fought for the South. He was 23 when he was shot and killed. Eleanor Adams says the young soldier wrote letters to his family about life on the battlefield.
He talks about sickness, the heat in the summertime, the bad food, really tough time being a soldier in those days.
She says she hopes other family members will join her in planting trees for other McGowans who died in the Civil War.
Other memorials to Civil War forces are currently a subject of dispute, like parks named after Confederate soldiers. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a famous fighter for the Confederacy. A park in the city of Memphis, Tennessee, has a statue of him sitting on a horse. The park is named in honor of Forrest, whom many Southerners have praised for his defense of the South in the Civil War. Others have criticized his slave trading past and ties to the secretive Ku Klux Klan. Earlier this week, the Memphis City Council voted to remove Forrest's name from the park and call it Health Sciences Park. Council members also voted to rename Confederate Park as Memphis Park and Jefferson Davis Park as Mississippi River Park. The latter was named for a leader of the Confederacy. The changes have won praise from those who said the Old South is gone, but critics have likened the council's actions to rewriting history. Kenneth Van Buren is a local African-American civil rights activist. He agrees with changing park names tied to the Confederacy. In his words, "How can we have unity in the nation when we have one city right here in Memphis which fails to be unified?" Most of the emotion over the council's action has involved Nathan Bedford Forrest. Many of his defenders are white. They note his successes as a government official, businessman, and military leader. But his critics, white and black, say honoring Forrest celebrates his days as a slave trader and membership in the Ku Klux Klan. Catherine Blaylock lives in Memphis and opposes the name changes. She says the city has always been racially divided. She accuses city officials of wanting to rewrite history. Forrest lived in Memphis before the Civil War. He worked as a cotton farmer and slave trader. He lacked traditional military training, but rose to the position of lieutenant general in the Confederate Army. He became famous for fast horseback raids that broke the Union's supply line and communications. Forrest later joined the Ku Klux Klan, which threatened Southern blacks. His level of involvement in the Klan is a source of argument. He is believed to have helped break the earliest version of the group in 1869. Supporters praise him for offering to free 45 of his own slaves if they would serve in the Confederacy. They also say he was unwilling to divide families when he bought slaves. Forrest died in 1877. His body was moved to Forest Park in the early 1900s. The park is filled with trees and about the size of a city street. It is just a short distance from the old Lorraine Hotel, where civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered in 1968. This is not the first time Forest Park has led to a heated debate. Memphis officials rejected an effort to rename it in 2005.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the breath.
The Austin, Texas-based music and media festival, South by Southwest, opens March 8th. The 10-day-long festival brings hundreds of artists, entertainers, and media interests to town. Christopher Cruz plays music from some of this year's guests.
Oh, love. Oh, love. Won't you rain on me? Please don't pass me by.
don't stop when the red lights flash. Oh, ride, free ride. Won't you take me close?
That is the band Green Day performing Oh Love from last year's hit album Uno. Green Day is performing at South by Southwest for the first time ever. Billy Joe Armstrong and Mike Dirnt formed the band in 1987. They were 15-year-old Californians at the time. Now, the band has 11 albums, 5 Grammy Awards, and 3 American Music Awards. Their albums have sold millions and millions of copies. Also performing at South by Southwest this year is the very popular musical team Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Their song, Thrift Shop, is currently number 2 on Billboard Magazine's Hot 100 Singles list.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is being awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big. I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ride honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets.
The American rock band Yeah Yeah Yeahs will also play at the festival this year. Their third and most recent album, It's Blitz, was released in 2009. However, the band is expected to release another called Mosquito next month. We leave you with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs performing Runaway from It's Blitz.
I was feeling sad, can't help looking back. Highways flew by. Run, run away. No sense of time. I'd like you to stay. Want to keep you inside. Run, run, run away. Lost, lost, lost my mind. I'd like you to stay. Want you to be my prize. Run, run, run away. Lost, lost, lost my mind. I'd like you to stay.
June Sims. Our program was written by Kelly Jean Kelly and Katie Weaver, who is also the producer. Deborah Block provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Email us at mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at voalearningenglish.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.